Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Barack Obama, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at his side, condemned in what he called the strongest terms the outrageous and shocking attack on the U.S. diplomatic post in Benghazi, Libya, in which four Americans were killed.
Among those killed was our ambassador, Chris Stevens, as well as Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith.
President Obama said that the U.S. was working with the government of Libya to secure our diplomats.
And make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people.
Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths, said President Obama. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others.
But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts.
Mr. Obama said that many Libyans have joined us in doing so, and that this attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya. Secretary of State Clinton spoke earlier of Ambassador Stevens, whom in the early days of the Libyan Revolution she asked to be our envoy to the rebel opposition.
He risked his life to stop a tyrant, then gave his life trying to help build a better Libya. The world needs more Chris Stevenses. He will be remembered as a hero by many nations.
Secretary of State Clinton noted that it was especially difficult that the killings happened on September 11th.
It's an anniversary that means a great deal to all Americans. Every year on that day, we are reminded that our work is not yet finished, that the job of putting an end to violent extremism and building a safe and stable world continues.
But it is also a day, said Secretary Clinton, on which we remember thousands of American heroes, the bonds that connect all Americans wherever we are on this earth, and the values that see us through every storm. And now it is a day on which we will remember Sean, Chris, and their colleagues. May God bless them, she said, and the thousands of Americans working in every corner of the world who make this country the greatest force for peace, prosperity, and progress, and a force that has always stood for human dignity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.